Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. I'm your host, Dave Woodward, and you guys are going to love today's show because we are literally going to be all over the board. I have the opportunity of having a dear friend of mine who I've known for what seems like an eternity. So welcome to the show, Joel Kalm.
Hey, it does feel like a long time. In fact, I was recently going through my DVD collection. Yes, those still exist. And I found a DVD from, I want to say 2007, maybe 2008, when you came to my home in Northern Colorado and interviewed me for, what was the name of it? It was
Legendary Marketers.
Legendary Marketers. And yeah, we spent time together. It was really funny to go back and watch that. It was almost like Joel 1.0.
Oh, that is so funny. I was talking with Russell about it a while back as far as, man, it'd always be fun to go back. So I ended up, for those of you guys who don't know about the legendarymarketers.com, that was my very first entree into creating a product for internet marketing. And it was fascinating to me because I had the opportunity, literally, I flew around the country way before video was as big as it is today, and had a video camera guy with me and basically filmed the lifestyles of the rich and famous internet marketers. And it was actually an amazing time, Seth, spending time.
It was a great show. It was really beautifully produced.
Thank you. We had a great time. It really was. It was a lot of fun, and thank you for that. But it's been interesting to see some of those relationships I have done so much with the 10 people I got to meet during that, and it's just been fascinating. Joel, obviously, it's been fun seeing you at different times throughout your career and all the stuff that you've done, and everything right now from live video to being a brand ambassador. I mean, I think at that time it was primarily AdSense with some of the stuff we were talking mm-hmm. about, since then, you're New York Times bestseller of what, 4 different books at least, or I don't know how many?
Well, only one is at the New York Times bestseller list, but I've got the top selling book, to my knowledge, on Twitter, and published a number of other successful titles.
So I think, again, it's just fun seeing the stuff that you've done over the years, and now you're involved in Bitcoin, which you guys are going to have to wait till the end of this. It's going to be kind of the cliffhanger here to find out about Bitcoin and how that's going to tie into Funnel Hacker Radio today. But yeah. With that said, I want to dive right into this whole idea as far as live video, which I know you've been a huge proponent of. You've done a ton of video shows. In fact, way back when, you actually did the Internet Marketer of the – what was yours called?
I did a reality show.
Reality show,
10 years ago called The Next Internet Millionaire.
Next Internet
And
Marketer.
It was the world's first competitive internet reality show. It was kind of like The Apprentice meets YouTube. And, you know, we auditioned contestants and brought in successful internet millionaires to teach them. And it was 13 full-length episodes. And people can – I still get comments about it 10 years after it aired. And it's nextinternetmillionaire.com. We put all the episodes up on YouTube because the site we initially hosted them on went out of business. They sold and all the videos disappeared. So we lost all the views, but we saved the show and it's still available.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, let's talk, just dive into this whole idea right now as far as live video. And I know you're a brand ambassador. So first of all, tell people what a brand ambassador actually means.
Well, a brand ambassador means that for me, what it means is I fell in love with the product or service and was a customer. And then in conversations with the business themselves, they saw that it would be advantageous for me to become paid to endorse publicly the brand. And so there's actually three brands in the live video space that I've worked out such arrangements. And, you know, I was talking about them before they paid me because I was a customer, and now I'm talking about them even more as I'm creating broadcasts for them and sharing about them. One of them is .live, which is a domain extension offered by donuts.com. They actually offer a lot of the alternative top level domain extensions. And I branded myself in the .live space by registering and setting up a website at joel.live. It makes it really easy for people to make the connection. Hey, this is where Joel's information about being live is going to appear, and whether it's speaking live or being live on video. So, and I encourage people to register their .live domain in doing so. And then I'm a brand ambassador for BeLive Tech.tv, which is, again, I've used them for about a year, and several months ago, we started having discussions about me being even more proactive. They're the only tool that I know of that allows you to add functionality to Facebook Live that Facebook doesn't let you do, such as two-person interviews, lower thirds, on-screen comments, screen shares, these types of things, and it's made for Facebook Live. So that's BeLive.tv. And then finally, there was one other tool that I was using, Dave. When I was doing unboxings, cool gear that people would send me, I wanted multiple cameras to show different angles. But, you know, without complex production gear, that's hard to do. So this company called Switcher Studio came up with an app that allows you to use your iOS devices as cameras for a live video. So I'll set them up in different locations and I can produce on the fly this multi-camera broadcast direct to Facebook or Periscope or YouTube or wherever using this tool. And that's switcherstudio.com.
I love it. Well, let's spend some time talking about this whole concept as far as live. You've been doing a ton of video for a long time, especially on the live, and that's obviously why you're an ambassador for these different companies. So what are some of the things that you're seeing as far as why is live, Facebook Live and BeLive and all these other, why is it getting so much traction, and what kind of traffic can a person expect to get as far as building up that type of an audience?
Well, you know, I've seen all the social sites come, and I've seen some of them go, and I am of the mindset that live video is the most significant leap in social media since the iPhone came out, since we were able to engage on social platforms on the iPhone. Because what it does is it shortcuts the process to being able to reach a global audience. You know, there's no reason you can't pick up your phone, launch Facebook, and go live without having to spend a dime. It doesn't cost you anything to be able to go live and start sharing your message. And of course, if your message is compelling, then you will draw an audience and people will share your broadcast with their friends and their followers. And so it is literally the lowest hanging fruit. Well, I guess not literally, figuratively, it is the lowest hanging fruit in being able to share your message with the world.
I love it. Well, tell me what, because I get this question all the time as far as, you know, how long should these lives be? Is there magic to it? You know, what matters most? All that kind of stuff. What are you finding works for generating a lot of engagement to a live, any sort of live video?
Well, you know, people have this mindset that they need to create viral marketing, and that's the wrong mindset. You don't create viral marketing. What you do is you tell stories. And when your story is so compelling that other people will retell it for you, that's how you go viral. And so really what it comes down to is, how compelling is the story that you have to tell? Are you going to teach people something? Are you going to inspire or motivate them? Are you going to entertain them? Are you going to bring them into an experience? All of these different ways of storytelling are ways that we can capture the attention of an audience. And with live, the thing that we have that we don't have, for example, with this podcast, right? We're recording this podcast, and I anticipate that you get feedback from your shows after people listen to them. But with live video, that feedback happens instantaneously. People who are watching can type in their questions, their comments, their feedback as you're live, and as the broadcaster, you have the opportunity to engage with them live, bringing them into the broadcast with you. So it's not a one-way conversation, but rather it's interactive and it's engaging. So the more engaging you are, the more people will comment to you, and then as you speak back to them. Now you've created more than just a live broadcast. You've created a conversation, and people who are watching want to be part of that conversation. And that's what makes live video so sticky.
I love it. I can tell you that the fun part for me has been really almost doing a Facebook Live challenge. I think what you mentioned and is so important to me personally, and that is getting better at telling stories. I mean, you're a great storyteller, Julie. You've done it for years. It's always fun even interviewing you because you talk in sound bites, and you're just very good. It's just fun because you're used to doing this kind of stuff. That's not the case for most people.
Right.
And so I've actually started. I did a 30-day Facebook Live challenge, more for myself, just trying to get better at telling stories. And I'm in the midst right now of doing 90 days. I think I'm on day 21. For the whole purpose, basically, of just trying to get better. Again, it's more about me than it is the audience. I'm just trying to get better at telling stories. And so I'm curious, from your, with all of your experience as far as being a great storyteller, what are some of the tips and tricks that you've found that help create engaging stories, especially when you're doing it live?
Well, the first thing to remember is that, I know this might bruise some egos, but it's not about you. You know, people go on and they get all nervous and they wonder what they're going to say and if they're going to make mistakes. Well, you know, you gotta break out of that, because it's not about you. You have people, first of all, you have value to bring, right? Whether it's knowledge or inspiration or entertainment or experience, whatever it is, you have something you want to bring. And when you take your focus off of yourself and instead put it on the people who will derive value from the time that you spend with them, it takes away a lot of the nerves and it allows you to focus more on that value. You know, with live video, people get hung up on the set. Well, here's the thing. The world has changed. We don't believe the slick, polished sets that we see on the news anymore. We know that these are house of cards and that we're all just people. We're all fallible. So keep it real. Don't worry how, you know, if you see me on live video, odds are you'll see me. If I'm at home, I'm in my home office, and on my shelf behind me are two emoji pillows. One of them's a poo-moji. You know, I like to, hey, I'm down to earth. I'm real. And this is what I have in my office. And there's no reason for me to be anything other than who I am. So authenticity is important. A lot of people get worried about how they look. You know, is my hair and makeup on point? It doesn't have to be. Again, people connect to real. And they worry about their script. You know, this is not scripted. Live is a conversation. All you're doing is sharing what you want to tell with people and then engaging with your audience. When you bring authentic content and you engage with your audience, the math for this equals relationship. And that is the bottom line for marketing in this 21st century. It's all about relationship with the people that you are speaking with. This is how you get customers. This is how you get repeat customers. This is how you get raving fan customers that bring you more customers. Authentic content plus engagement equals relationship. That's where the win is.
I love that. And for those of you guys who don't know, why don't you tell them why you actually have a poo emoji icon behind you?
Oh, well, the poo emoji is my spirit emoji. I love it. I mean, it's funny. It makes me laugh.
I love it. On a different note, he also happens to be the founder, the creator of the iFart app. Is that still true?
That is true. Well, yeah, it was true once, so I guess it's always.
I don't know if you've given that accolade to somebody else at this point. So
no, I have partners in iFart LLC, which actually is a company. Christopher Jones, formerly of Pepper Jam, is a partner, and Dan Nickerson, who is my former VP of Ideas, is my partner. And actually, I have to give Dan credit because he's really most of the mastermind behind the content of that app. And it still sells. We still get royalty checks for that thing. And that came out in December of 2008. So we're coming up on 9 years. And, you know, we kind of changed the face of the App Store where novelty apps are concerned when that thing came out. It went to number one for 3 weeks and continues. In fact, just last week, Dave, I got a call from a journalist with thenextweb.com, big tech site, and they wanted to tell you, they wanted to hear the whole story, and they're doing a piece on it. It's the gift that keeps giving.
Oh, that is awesome. My kids have downloaded that app so many times. That's the joy of having four boys. So yes, fart sounds never get old. That's right. So back to viral marketing. One of the things I wanted to make mention of, Joe, and that is as you work with people as far as helping them tell stories, and I love the idea as far as, you know, getting people engaged and really connecting with your audience. Do you find that what are some of the areas that you're using it personally in? What are some of the things you're doing? Because I know there for a while I saw you basically going on a walk every day and you were doing your – you know, Facebook Live on a walk. And I've literally seen you do all sorts of different things. What are some of the things that you personally are using live live TV for these days?
So these days, I'm heavily into doing shows, live broadcasts, particularly using BeLive.tv. I do two shows weekly that are broadcast to the BeLive TV page on Facebook. On Mondays, I do BeLive Weekly, which is 3 o'clock Eastern, noon Pacific. And what that is latest news from the live video space, some funny stories, and then I will bring in a guest for 30 to 40 minutes. And for example, yesterday I did a show and I had Matthew Lesko on the show, the guy in the question mark suit that's been, you know, in infomercials for decades. And he was great. He teaches people how to get free money with government grants. And yeah. He's still dropping knowledge at the age of 74. It was fantastic. And then the other show I do for BeLive is called Joel.live. And it's an interview-based show on Thursdays at 3 Eastern, noon Pacific, again, on the BeLive TV page on Facebook. And, you know, I find people that I think are interesting, you know, whether they're in the world of business, entertainment, what have you, and talk to them, have conversations. Then, you know, whenever I do an unboxing, I like to broadcast those types of things. And that's when I use Switcher Studio to show people, hey, check out this new gadget I got. And they can look at it from overhead, or, you know, it's on me for a time, or it's picture in picture. It's all kinds of fun things I can do with that. Occasionally, I will be out and about, maybe at an event, and I'll do a live on location from where I am. But you're right that I dabble with a lot of things. You know, I kind of see the world as this big sandbox, or this place with a lot of different sandboxes. And I play. I try, because I want to see what would this be like if I did this. I never head into them thinking, okay, this is going to be a business model. I try things, and then I see, you know, okay, how did that feel for me? Did I like it? Did I have fun? Did my audience engage with it? And depending upon how it went, maybe I'll try it again. So sometimes you'll see the, you know, walking with Joel for a while on Periscope. I did the top 5 scope. I think I did 50 or so episodes of that. And now I'm pretty nailed down with what my pattern, you know, what my MO looks like in terms of the broadcasts I do, because I'm committed as a brand ambassador to bringing value to the brands and introducing people to them. And I'm also knee deep in a completely different niche on a new podcast that's being very successful. So, you know, now I've got to be just a little bit more disciplined, and I don't have quite as much time to experiment, but I'm having so much fun doing what I'm doing that there's no reason to try some other things right now.
I love it. So if you were to give people a couple of just real quick tips as far as doing live video, what would be, give me, you know, 3 or 4 of your big tips, what would you recommend?
Well, the first, I want to revisit something I already said. The first one is get over yourself. It's not about you, okay? Take the focus off yourself and put it on the people that you're bringing value to. Second thing is look at the camera. For the love of all things, please look at the camera. Don't look at yourself on the screen. You know what you look like. If there's any questions about that, go look in the mirror before you start. But then look at the camera, because, you know, we connect with eyes. We don't, you know, and if you're looking at yourself on the screen, your eyes aren't connecting with where your audience is. Look at them. Talk to them. Speak with them. And then don't be afraid to try some of these different platforms. You know, there's so many. There's Facebook Live, and there's different ways to go live to Facebook. There's YouTube Live. There's Periscope, aka Twitter Live. And there's a dozen other apps. You know, there's Instagram Live. And people are like, well, which one do I use? Hey, try them all. See which ones, A, you enjoy using, and B, where are you getting the greatest engagement? And that's where you're going to find your tribe. You don't have to do them all. I've only gone live on Instagram maybe twice the whole time it's been available, because that's not where my tribe is, and it's not where I have fun connecting with people. You'll see me on Facebook and Periscope. But, yeah, look for your tribe and then speak to them there.
I love it. Well, we're going to wrap this part up here as part of the live portion of this Funnel Hacker Radio episode, but I'm going to have you guys, if you want to, you guys can listen in, and Joel and I are going to talk about a fun topic he's exploring. I've actually been investing in, and that's Bitcoin. So,
hey, but Dave, before we do that, I've got I just realized I have something free for your listeners. I have a 19-page PDF called The Live Video Playbook. It's an 8-step guide. It's free, and it's probably the most beautiful PDF I've ever produced. It's just I like it just because it's gorgeous looking. But there's 8 steps in there to becoming a successful live streamer, and you can go grab that at lvplaybook.com. Stands for live video. lvplaybook.com. It's my gift to you.
Awesome. So again, lvplaybook.com. Go check that out. And again, Joel, if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way? How do they reach out to you?
Well, I'm at JoelCom on all the platforms. So, but if you want to write me, go to joelcom.com, and there's a contact form on there which comes directly to me.
Cool. So JoelCom, com.com. And that way you guys can reach out to Joel. Joel, I've loved your work over all the years. It's just been fun seeing you at different events and just reconnecting this time again. It's just been a ton of fun. So thanks, bud. Cool.
All right, Dave. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dreamcar and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.